When it comes to this idea of justice, all too often, we're tempted to operate by a double standard. When we're on the receiving end, we set the bar high. We expect to be treated fairly. But when the shoe's on the other foot, sometimes we set the bar way too low. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Over the years, one of the more unpleasant things I've had to do in leadership is to fire people. In 40 years, it's something I've had to do perhaps a dozen times, and it's never fun. But if you can't change the people, sometimes you just have to change the people. And yet, the most important thing always is to treat the individual concerned fairly and with dignity. That means talking with them, telling them specifically how and where they don't measure up, and giving them the opportunity both to put their viewpoint and then to change their ways. Most recently, we had someone in the ministry with whom we went through this process for about 18 months. Some would argue that's way too long, and it wasn't easy. But the more grey hairs I get on my head, the closer I draw to Jesus, the more important it becomes to me to treat people fairly. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 5, "The wicked don't understand justice, but those who love the Lord understand it completely." Who in your life just at the moment isn't delivering, isn't performing, isn't doing what they should be doing? And let me ask you, are you treating them fairly? Have you told them explicitly where they're not measuring up? Have you taken the time to hear and to understand their side of the story? Have you given them the time, the help, and the opportunity they need to change their ways? Because anything less than that is unfair. Anything less than that ain't justice, at least not God's justice. Those who love the Lord understand it completely. That's His word, fresh for you today. Sometimes, perhaps like today, God's word can just make us squirm, and yet there is power in His word. Power in this instance for us to be fair, even when that's not easy. Power to be all that God made us to be. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day. A powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com for instant access. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.